Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Wednesday show. These are always weird and fun. I always enjoy them. I get a normal message on Twitter this morning too, D'Anthony, that I never get. And it was just nice and polite. I was like, oh shit, this is probably what this platform should have been about all the way around. And we don't have that anymore. Just said, hey guys, Ross and Dan, really love the show. Just want to wish you the best of luck today and hope you guys have a great show.
Fuck you. Don't talk to me like that, you piece of shit. Who said it?
Chandler Calloway.
No.
He's at
Hell
Chandler
no.
Callow 6.
There's only one Chandler that matters.
Who's that?
Chandler Bing, bitch.
Yeah, he's back, baby. Yeah. Chandler's back.
Back. How's he back?
Aren't they reviving him for a Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, is he?
I think he's going to be on the thing, right?
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Shit.
Is he Ross or is he? No.
No. That's
Ross Geller is his name.
I know. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I haven't been drinking either today, for Christ's sakes.
Dan, do you want me to ban this piece of shit?
Who is it?
Yeah, ban him forever. Yeah. From trying to tell us to have a good day? Fuck you, dude. How fucking dare you say some shit like that?
Chandler, I enjoyed the tweet, man. I enjoyed the fucking tweet. Wild times. Great time to have a podcast, though. Holy shit. So, Bob and I were talking about this when you were gone, about the belief or non-belief in these fucking polls that come out every day.
The only poll I believe in is my own, my friend.
Sure is. Sure.
Talk about my hog.
Or Santa's poll.
No.
I believe in that one as
Maybe
well.
A fireman's poll.
Yeah, okay, maybe. Pull up Don Jr.'s Instagram account, Bob, if you will here. The media tried to make you to believe that Nikki Haley was going to win the primary in Nevada because Trump was not on it for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't really know why. And so Nevada
has a caucus, which is the one that actually matters. And then they have this. This is basically a straw poll. This is meaningless.
Okay. But
no delegates get assigned because of this. Primary vote that happened. The delegates will come from the caucus that happens later.
Okay, gotcha. So the title of this article said why Nikki Haley will win today's primary in Nevada and what worries Team Trump.
What is Red State?
Red State's one of those fucking rags that they turned against Trump. Everybody's hoping that Nikki Haley was going to win, or her team or the Democrats have paid off the media. I'm so fucking tired of hearing this. This has been going on every single day, and this was 5 hours before the primary, and then Nikki Haley ends up losing to who, Bob? Who did she lose to yesterday?
Let's see. I believe the direct quote is none of these candidates.
None of these candidates, and she lost 66% to, I believe, 26% to none of these candidates. No one. If you don't pack it up and go the fuck home at this point, what are you doing? And why are you wasting all this money? And whoever's buying out all these media outlets with these fake polls and all this other shit to push this Nikki Haley narrative, it's done, dude. It's over. And if you need further proof, the head of the RNC, Ronna McDaniel, stepped down last night. You might better know her as Mitt Romney's daughter. She's gone. She quit last night.
That's his real daughter?
Yeah, it's his real daughter.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's his real daughter. Right
I don't now. Think that's right. Is that right?
No. Her parents are G. Scott Romney and Ronna Romney.
Wife.
So it's his niece, probably.
I think so.
But yeah, still a Romney, close right? relative. Yeah.
All right. It's not the daughter.
No,
because like the fucking dad and mom.
I thought he only had boys.
She's the niece of Mitt Romney, born here in Austin, Texas.
No shit.
Well, I'm glad she got the fuck out, dude.
Yeah,
because she sucks liberal. At her job.
Yes. Vivek was the one who just said, look, you should quit live on air today and just save us all the trouble because we're tired of a party of losers.
Yeah.
She saved herself the trouble after last night when Nikki Haley lost to none of these candidates. She got the fuck out of
there. Well, good news for her is she'll have a show on CNN by next week.
Yep. She sure will.
So. And go ahead and jot that down.
She'll be doing all the press for the election and the rest of the primaries and all that other stuff We've still not gotten to South Carolina. Can you just physically look up that date for me? I'm dying to know when that is. When is she getting the fuck out of here? When is the exact date of the GOP South Carolina primary?
It is February 24th.
Okay. So, oh, shit. We're 2 weeks away then.
Yeah. That's on my that's my birthday. Oh, fuck.
We don't know. It is. No.
It's the day before my birthday.
And the day after Jesse's.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking weird, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Too many Aquarii or whatever the fuck. Actually, that's Pisces. Not Aquarius.
It's Pisces.
Pisces, yeah. Yeah.
When's Pisces start? The 21st, right?
No idea. I don't follow any of that shit. Well, don't look, care. Don't care.
I look up at the moon at night every day and determine how my fucking day tomorrow is going to go.
Do you really?
Yeah, because I don't believe in personal responsibility.
Makes sense.
I think celestial objects are making me a cunt, basically, yes. Right? Yes. I mean, how else would it even work?
Not real sure. I don't know if there's any science behind it, to be honest with you.
Science is for fucking nerds, dude. I burned all the books in my house, by the way.
Did you?
Fuck yeah.
That's fucking alpha, dude.
Yeah,
it's alpha.
Books.
Think about how alpha burning books are. First off, fire.
Yep. Fire, yeah.
Second off, sticking it to dumb nerds.
Yeah, yep. Fucking nerds.
Fucking, I mean, it just, the list could go on and on.
Yeah, that's say so words.
Alpha. Say sure. Words. Right sure. Words.
Shut the fuck up.
Right words.
Nobody cares. If you can't remember all of it and say it out loud anytime you want to, then you don't really fucking know it anyway, nerd.
No.
Fuck off.
No. So she's gone. Everybody's conceded that Trump is going to win here on the Trump side of things. Jack Smith, in that court case for January 6th, they had a very strange ruling at the appeals court there. And I wanted to ask you about this. So Trump is arguing for presidential immunity.
Executive privilege, yeah.
Right. Because during January 6th, he was still the president. In the filings by the appeals court, they said, no, you can go after him because he's citizen Trump and not President Trump anymore. But the period of time that this took place during, he was still president. How the fuck is that even legal?
I don't know. It may not have anything to do with the time period and more to do with the specific act. Like, was he acting in his capacity as president or not?
He is. Yeah, he is claiming essentially that he was acting in service of the office.
Yeah, yeah. So if, like, let's say he got a DUI or something, you can't claim executive privilege because that has nothing to do with being president, right?
Right.
So I don't know. I haven't read this, but I assume that's the point they made. And if that is the point they're making, they're correct about that.
It's odd to me.
I mean, the trial shouldn't exist in the first place.
No shit.
But this isn't why it should not exist. There's a litany of other reasons why it shouldn't exist, but this is not one of them.
Yeah, so
and that is what the Supreme Court will now have to adjudicate, I believe, if Trump, if and when Trump takes it up to there, is that same point. So when in a couple weeks, if the same thing gets said, or they reject it because they're like, no, we disagree, or whatever, and people are like, they're fucking neocons, or whatever, like they're specifically ruling on what just got ruled on.
Yeah, right. He's not going to win that at the SCOTUS level either, because John Roberts is a fucking liberal, right? He's not going to do that. Not that he should, by the way. I think they're right in that I guess I would have to read the details of the case. Are they saying that trying to stop the certification of the vote, is that what he's being tried for? Or what is it?
No, January 6th.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So the riots.
So inciting a riot?
Mm-hmm.
What are the actual charges, Bob? Can you look those up?
I will look it up,
yeah. I believe it is inciting a riot.
Because that's like, if that's the case.
Well, Trump's point in an interview was this. So he did an interview the other day and he said, look, if you're going to try presidents for things they did in office after they got out of office, no one will be able to do this job, because if you make a bad decision one way or the other, anybody could get tried for anything. And he's right on that. I mean, you could go back and try every single president for
some form of
crime.
You're describing executive privilege, though. What he is arguing is that this falls under the scope of executive privilege, and what they are saying is that it does not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why wouldn't it?
So, like, for example, it is my opinion that Obama should be put on trial and then probably put in prison for executing Anwar al-Awlaki's son in a drone strike, a U.S. citizen, right? That's a crime. He committed a crime, a war crime, technically, right? He should probably be tried for that. But because he did it as president, then there's no legal recourse for it.
Right. And I agree with the same thing. So how is this different for Trump?
But I don't know. I would have to read the charge statement itself, because if the charge is inciting a riot, I mean, he said go to the Capitol and protest peacefully, right?
Mm-hmm.
But is that in the capacity as president telling people to do that? Or is it in capacity of Citizen Trump, who is a candidate for office, who's telling people as a candidate to go do this thing because he is concerned about how the vote went down, right? That's two separate things. He's not the president telling people, hey, go defend the Capitol. He's the president. He's the candidate telling people to go. And it, look, maybe it's splitting hairs, right?
It is, because you're still legally in office until the next inauguration.
It doesn't matter whether you're in office or not. Is it an order given by the president, right? Right. So like Nixon, when he ordered G, like through a cutout, obviously, but ordered G. Gordon Liddy to wire up the fucking Watergate Hotel. Technically speaking, that was an act of candidate Nixon. That's why he couldn't invoke executive privilege and why he eventually had to resign, right? It's the same issue that's going on here.
How do you think the ruling will go on this one?
I think Trump's going to lose this appeal for sure, even if he takes it up to SCOTUS. I think he knows that, so he probably won't take it to SCOTUS. Unless he's just trying to delay the trial, then that would be something to do. But, yeah, he would lose that part. But the trial, who knows if he's going to get a fair trial or not? That's a whole other separate question.
You'll never get one.
Like, he should, in no way, shape, or form should he be on trial for any of this stuff. It's fucking retarded, right? Now, that's what the left will say, the left and neocons, they'll invoke Nixon. And they would be right in Nixon's case. He was acting as candidate Nixon to spy on the other party, right? Then he lied about it, committed perjury, right? Which is also a crime, and not in his official capacity as president, but as candidate Nixon. That's why it's different.
I think if they end up ruling on this, I think they'll nuke it and say, hey, you were president at the time, there's no way. Otherwise, you can go back and try everybody.
For what, though? Like, I don't think you're getting what I'm putting down here, bud.
What do you mean?
Like, if Trump had given an order.
What was the order? He gave no order.
No. Forget about the word order. If Trump was telling someone to do something specifically as capacity president, let's say it's not an election year. Let's say it was 2018. And he said, hey, I don't agree with what Supreme Court's doing here. You guys should go protest this and make your voice heard, or the governor in a state or whatever the fuck, you should go protest and make your voice heard. You could make the case that that's his in his official capacity as president, right? I'm concerned for my country, go do this. But once the election season starts, once you're a candidate again, then actions taken towards that are from candidate Trump, not President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That's two separate people. I mean, it's the same guy, obviously, but for the law's sake, it's two separate people.
But what he was also saying is he wasn't a candidate for president at that point either. He was actually the president, and he didn't know he was going to run or officially announce he was going to run until 2 years later.
Until the inauguration, he's still candidate Trump. Until the certification of the votes, he's still candidate Trump.
Well, I believe and that was the certification day, had already taken place,
No, the
correct?
Certification was that day. That's okay. Why the protest
Here's the
was
charge.
That day.
Here are the charges. For the federal indictment in the 2020 election interference case. This is the case we're discussing, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
In Washington, D.C. with Jack Smith, correct?
Yes. Yep, that's the one. Okay. Conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. The point, though, with this whole thing of what was taken down or what we're talking about here is essentially if they rule in favor of Trump on this, it's honestly not a good position for a general conservative, because it maybe expands the scope of executive privilege, which is you would want narrow if you were conservative, I would imagine.
Nobody's really using it anyways. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that would shake out for either party, to be honest with you. We're going through with the border right now where, you've said this many times, you could just have an executive order and shut down the fucking border if you wanted to.
I think it was a procedural mistake for them to challenge this specifically. Now, maybe they're doing it just to buy time until the election.
I think it's all delaying actions.
Yeah, it could be. But I think it's because it looks like a loss in the books. Like, Trump lost his appeal. It's like, oh, he's going to go to jail now. That's bad optics for the campaign. I think that was a swing and a miss, frankly.
Well, what they're saying was these were the Biden-appointed judges on this appeals court, so he was able then to go out and raise money off of that and saying, hey, I'm not getting a fair trial anyways. All these appeals courts were Biden judges.
Yeah, but Trump doesn't need that. He doesn't need the government, certainly not the current administration, to be more antagonistic towards him to raise money. He can just, like, copy and paste shit from the White House press secretary and CNN
and also
raise money. You know what I mean?
If he does take, I mean, like, it's so predictable and easy. Like, if he does take it to the Supreme Court and it does get denied, which it probably would and should,
yes,
then he can be, then what's he fundraising on then? Trump betrayed by the neocons and Supreme Court. Donate now. We need your money.
Yeah. But I mean, again, he sold $4.5 million worth of fucking, in
NFTs
and
trading cards
in 2 hours. Boomer 444 in the chat says, Dan Trump was sitting president. Does it matter about transition? God damn it, dude. I just explained this. Just because you are president doesn't mean every action you take is in your official capacity as president. You don't take presidential shits.
Yeah, motherfucker.
No, you don't.
If you clogged the fucking toilet and it flooded out and killed everybody in the White House, you were president of the United States. You would not be able to be tried for the deaths of 40 staff members.
If Vince McMahon
died in a flood.
Let's just say if Vince McMahon was president of the United States when he shit on that girl's head.
Yeah.
Executive privilege.
I don't know, actually.
Can we retroactively make my boy Vince president?
We might
for that
be
time
to.
Period, honestly, just because I think like they're coming after my boy. You know what I mean?
It just feels like we're talking about Bill Clinton here at this point.
Yeah,
that's true, actually.
And I mean, we saw what happened with that, so that was executive privilege. And
no, nothing.
Definitely wasn't. He did not get to commit.
Nothing happened to him.
He had no executive privilege for committing perjury, which is what they impeached him for, right?
Yeah,
but what happened with that?
Well, nothing eventually happened, nothing effectively. But he should have been charged with a crime, a literal crime, not impeached. He should be charged with a crime. Perjury is a crime. It doesn't matter if it's an impeachable offense or not.
Right.
But anyways, yeah, Trump doing that was in his capacity as candidate Trump, because that day was the day of the certification. That's why the charges are conspiracy to interrupt the fucking blah, blah, blah or whatever. Right. Now again, this whole trial is fucking retarded. Like it's hard. It's really hard to make the case. They haven't found one text or email or recorded conversation or any of that where Trump was like, we're going to storm the Capitol and blah, blah, blah. No, instead they have video of him saying, hey, go home.
Yeah.
Or they have him saying, march to the Capitol, be peaceful, let them know that you don't like this. And then as soon as shit got out of hand, he tells people to go home. That's the two big data points from this. A grand jury should have never been allowed to indict him in the fucking first place. It's retarded as hell.
Yeah.
Right. But I think it's just a procedural error, or it's an optical error to do a procedural vote like this, or because he's going to lose and it's going to look like he's losing the fight, but he's not. That's just like that was a haymaker they threw to try to get it tossed out, but
also,
it's nothing, right?
You kind of want, this is like a college football situation, right? If you lose, you want to lose early in the season. So let's just say if he like, or you wouldn't you want this trial to go off quicker and not closer to November? Right.
No.
You don't want to lose at the end of the year. You don't want to have a bad game at the end of the year.
The concern is, and they're talking about this right now in judicial circles, that if he did get convicted of something like that, they could try to make it sound like insurrection or treason or whatever the fuck else, and that would disqualify him from running for president. So they definitely don't want that.
So they want to get him off the books sooner.
I would think the lefties would want a conviction. Although, you know, think about it this way. Solve problems, don't vote. The left is fundraising on this shit too. The left, they have two dog shit candidates. They're number one and number two in the party right now are fucking a geriatric guy with fucking vascular dementia and the dumbest motherfucker I've ever seen do public speaking, right? Someone who literally, just like Hillary Clinton, stands for everything that her party hates. You know what I mean? Keeping people in prison for no reason, all this other bullshit. She just all of a sudden started fucking talking about progressive shit the last 2 years. Or 3 years, rather. But, yeah, she's...
Dude, your 70s are a transformative decade.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Well, I'm talking about Kamala Harris in that one, but yeah. Yeah, so it's like their top two fucking stars, quote-unquote, are fucking terrible. They got to do something to keep themselves in the race.
It's very reminiscent of abortion, right? They had 70 years to codify it in some way, but it's better to campaign on. It's like Trump. Like, why do you really want to get rid of him?
I don't know.
He brings out the vote.
I can't. I'm so lost with all of this. The entire
DNC Democratic and Republican talking point. The only thing they have for this election, other than maybe bringing up abortion again, although that doesn't seem like it's playing anymore, to be honest. You don't, because you are you hearing about it?
Immigration is the only thing you're hearing about over and over.
So the only fucking chip they have to play right now is Trump is a danger. He's going to make himself dictator, blah, blah, blah. That's all they have right now because everything else is on fire, right? So they got to play that card. So yeah, they probably want to extend it as long as possible. They don't want him out of the race for sure.
But the wild thing to me, and here's why I said that I'm lost on all this, is like you have the lowest approval rated candidate, if you believe those fucking polls, in Biden. You have the worst immigration crisis we've ever had, and it keeps getting worse day by day. You have the vice president who is in charge of it, who's only been down there one time and stopped down there for an hour and had a bite to eat and then bounced out of there. How can you win right now?
You know how it would be so funny if she had just been eating, like, had a bowl of salsa and she was just eating, had chips, just eating, like, looks all right to me.
A taco bowl?
Yeah. I'm going to fuck off. A walking taco and a Frito bag or some shit.
I just don't, but I don't know how I don't know how you can win, but I said that in 2020. Like, I don't get it. And they're not campaigning. He's not doing the Super Bowl interview. He's not doing anything. Oh, by the way, Trump said he would step in and do the Super Bowl interview. They're considering it right now. So who fucking knows with that? That would be bizarre to not have the non-sitting president give the interview before the Super Bowl. That would be wild. So who fucking knows, man? This is all so strange to me because Nikki Haley, it seems like she's being financed to stay in the race, hoping that Trump would get convicted and then they would have this candidate that they could ultimately go up against and lose. Because I think Biden would beat Nikki Haley pretty fucking easy.
Yeah, she's a I think she would win.
Over Biden?
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Because she's a fucking Democrat with an R at the end of her name. That's the perfect fucking candidate for them.
Hmm. There would be one sweet thing about Nikki Haley winning.
What's that?
Watching liberals tie themselves in knots, trying to not give credit to the first woman and brown woman president.
Exactly.
That alone might make me just want to watch that.
Yeah. Brown woman. Are we still doing that? She's white. I'm not doing the fucking she's Indian or whatever the fuck
it is. I mean,
her
actual name. Read it.
What is it?
Read it. I want you to read it.
Nikki Haley. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why go by Nikki Haley?
Just put it up on the full screen and let him try to read it.
I want you to read this.
I will try. I'll attempt to read Nikki Haley's real name if you put it up on screen.
You're not going to be able to.
Know this. If you were that proud of your heritage and your name, you would have fucking kept it and not gone with whatever the fuck this is.
If you could read her maiden name as well, it'd be great.
Sure. Oh, boy. Nimarata Nikki Haley Randhawa.
I think you nailed it, honestly.
I think I got it there. Which one is which there? So is her real name Nimarata Randhawa?
Randhawa is her maiden name, yeah.
And is this Navajo or is this fucking Dots?
Dots.
Okay.
Punjabi.
Can you pull up a picture of her parents or something? Is there something with her where she's on a magic carpet as a child that I could look at? And then I'll believe you. Or riding an elephant or watching Mulan or something like that, like as a child, then I can kind of get behind this. If not, no. I hope it's some weird fucking village.
Is her dad a Sikh?
Yeah, no way. Pop up this picture. Hold on, real?
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. That would be so fucking wild, dude.
Here, there's one right there.
Yeah. Sorry, I was getting bad.
So is that the parents?
Yeah.
She's the parents.
Holy shit, dude. Did you know this?
Yeah, man.
Full fucking seat.
What I also know is, I don't know if you remember Mark Sanford. Remember that guy?
No.
He was the governor of South Carolina before Nikki Haley.
Okay.
You don't remember how he disappeared to Brazil with his Brazilian mistress? For like 6 months, while he was governor, for like 6 months, and nobody knew where he was.
No.
You don't remember that, Bob? Pull up that fucking Wikipedia.
Also, why would she conceal this, Ross? She's Republican.
Yeah, but Republicans don't dislike Indian people.
No,
yeah.
Like Vivek is shit. Everybody wants him to be VP. If I hear that one more time, like.
But it's just Nikki Haley rolls off the tongue.
It does. Well, she looks white too.
Yeah, I mean, that would be her SAG name. She's not going out with Nimarata.
Yeah. Vivek did it.
But the last thing she needs,
that's the worst name to go out with, Vivek Ramaswamy. Right.
But the last thing
Ramaswamy is a good name.
Is like the Obama situation where it's like, oh, he's not American.
Oof. Even after looking at that picture, I'm all good on Nikki Haley. Like, you're just finding more reasons for me to dislike.
I don't think Nikki Haley's American.
I don't think she is either. Is she born?
No, she was definitely born here. I just think she's an alien.
All right.
Like Men in Black style.
I think she was born on a plane.
I think there's two little guys inside of her working the controls. Little fucking round heads, little just fucking you. That's why if you pay really close attention, when she backs up, you can hear a little beeping noise. It's because of alien OSHA compliance laws.
All right. I like it. Pop up Mark Sanford. Yeah, but show us Brazilian face mistress.
Look at this goober. So he was the governor of South Carolina before. And in the same way that Illinois governors go to federal prison, mm-hmm. South Carolina governors fuck anybody but their spouse, right? And that's true of Nikki Haley as well. She fucked two different dudes while her husband was deployed.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. According to the Daily Mail.
According to her.
Well,
anyways. Go down to that part about about Mark Sanford.
I want to see this Brazilian bra. Do they have a picture of her?
I'm sure you could find one, yeah.
Then I can tell you if this was worth it.
Cleaned up his Wikipedia. Hold on.
She was Brazilian, and his wife was not. Jennifer Sullivan, her name was.
Perfect. There is a whole Wikipedia page for Mark Sanford. Oh, yeah, dude. Extramarital affair.
Oh, wow. It's titled Mark Sanford Extramarital
Affair. It is not linked on his main Wikipedia page.
Strange, isn't it? Who was the Brazilian broad? Do we have a picture of her?
I will try to find one. They said he disappeared on the Appalachian Trail.
It says Argentina, though, not Brazil.
Oh, maybe she was an Argentine.
Same place. Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't.
We're not doing that today. We're not splitting hairs.
Maria Belen Shepherd.
Sounds like a good time.
Argentinian journalist.
Oh damn.
Wow.
Dude.
God damn.
That's an upgrade.
Mark. I barely even care who his wife is.
No. Is you did the right thing, Mark.
Is that his wife or the...
Nope.
That's the mistress, homie. Eh. Wow. Way to go, Mark. You did the right thing on that one. If you have the chance to upgrade, do it.
But look through the... Like, he was... Yeah, they said Appalachian Trail, but he was in Argentina. Like, his team said he was in...
He was hiking.
Yeah, hiking or some hiking shit. But he was out of the country banging this whore.
Yeah, his team said that he...
It's a perfect alibi.
Just hiking Appalachian Trail.
That's not a perfect alibi for the governor of a state.
6 months,
maybe,
dude.
If you're like a 25-year-old lesbian. Look, I've been hiking for 6 months.
Nah, sometimes you need to go on a walkabout to kind of figure out.
Fishing quest, kind of decide what you're going to do with your state.
With the state. It helps making decisions for the state.
It's like the first time I've ever heard of a governor, like somebody, a state-level elected, just disappearing for months, dude.
It's nuts.
Like, did he not think anybody was going to know? You're the governor.
I can't believe I don't know this story.
Yeah, well.
I can't believe I don't know who that Brazilian chick is. That's what hurts the most. Damn it, man. Way to go, Mark. All right. Well, shit. I was prepared to.
Oh, no. Oh, it gets worse.
Oh, no. Did she die?
No. In 2013, or in 2012, he got engaged to Shapur. Then in 2013 he ran for a special election filled by Tim Scott, moving from the House to the Senate. She attended the victory party for him because he won. That party was where she met his kids for the first time. He served a couple more terms in Congress, but their engagement was broken in 2014, so it didn't end happily.
He's not with the fucking Brazilian?
No.
God damn it!
And look up his wife.
Damn it, Mark.
Jenny Sanford.
Oh, Jenny.
She's a carpetbagger. She was born in Illinois.
Was she really?
That's probably why I left her.
Sure is, dude. She's probably liberal.
Maybe, but she was a investment banker, so probably not.
This is a wet steak-em here, is what this chick looks like.
I mean, she looks like his age-appropriate wife.
Looks like a wet steak-em, Bob.
But then, guess what? This little Argentinian comes in.
I think the wife's
better.
No, you're joking.
Go back to the other photo.
Of the Brazilian versus the wet steak-em?
I'll give you a better photo.
Why do you keep saying wet steak-em?
She reminds me of like a wet strip of steak-em.
Can you, pull up a picture.
Water on your steaks? Yeah, sloppying up your steaks?
Well, when they thaw out too quick.
They start off white.
This is an attractive woman,
okay,
but older.
That was a different photo than the girl you showed.
I mean, she's all right, yeah.
That's the Brazilian. No, that's the Brazilian.
There's
dude.
No Brazilian. They're Argentinian.
I don't care.
Oh my God.
I'll call it Mexican if you want.
Stop pretending like it's different.
It's not. All Mexican, dude. No.
The only thing in question is now that it's Argentine, was is her grandfather a Nazi? That's all I really want to know.
That's the mistress. The other one's the wife.
Wife here.
I prefer the wife.
Well, she's definitely richer. She's an investment, a very successful investment banker. Went to Georgetown, right? But you don't know what this Argentine lady can do with her mouth.
And that's really the crux of it.
It's a cold, wet steak-em, dude.
Once you're 60 years old, you're looking for what you can do with that mouth. You know what I mean? The kids are out of the house. Who cares about any of that bullshit? You're governor of a state. I need my fucking hog serviced now. I don't have time for you to finish your phone call, honey. I'm going to Argentina.
That is a fucking... That steak-em's been in the back of that freezer forever, dude.
Can you pull up a picture of a steak-em, please?
You got to put water on it to thaw it out, and then it regains its color, but it's white, dude.
Okay, here's another one of his wife.
That's a glamour shot.
It doesn't matter.
From Vanity Fair, dude.
Isn't great for the mistress.
Look at those fucking toothpicks she's standing on there. Come on.
Bring up a picture of a steak-em and put it next to this lady.
No, but a cold steak-em, like out of the freezer, please. That's very specific, I know. But when you grow up poor, yeah, dude, you're pulling steak-ems out. There it is right there. It's white and pink and just, that's it. That's what a white person is. Just a fucking cold,
come on, Bob.
Wet steak-em, dude.
Come on, get them side by side. I need to see this. Go back.
Oh, look at that. Cold, wet steak-em,
she's
dude.
A perfectly fine 60-year-old woman.
You were right. That looks just like a steak-em.
Yeah, just a white woman steak-em, dude.
But, you know, to be honest, that's not necessarily the worst thing.
It's fine, but a Brazilian comes around and you're like, man, she's doing anal, reverse cowgirl.
She's probably got a BBL. They invented the goddamn thing.
Fuck
right?
Yeah, dude.
Bob, you're just a fucking bitch, dude. I don't know what your fucking problem is today. It was Delco. Delco's being a bitch.
No, I dated many an Argentinian girls in Florida.
How does that work out for you since you're Portuguese?
Yeah, do you guys clash, have a war?
Yeah, we clash.
Well, you didn't know back then, right?
I knew always.
Well, now you know.
I knew it deep down.
What about the Jewish part? Did you know about Portuguese Jew?
I did not know about the Jewish part, but I knew that I wasn't Irish.
Well, how do you find that out? Do you just like start tunneling one day?
Yeah,
digging tunnels.
I
burrow
myself like a groundhog, and then if I see my shadow, it means six more months of just
racism.
Yeah, when you applied to UCF, did you check Latinx, like the box Latinx?
That's
or did
not
you
Latinx.
Go white?
That's Hispanic. It's not the same.
What's the difference?
Latinx is Latin America.
Yeah, I'm Portuguese, bro.
Mm.
But Spain and Portugal would also be Hispanic.
I thought
right?
the whole fucking thing was tied in together with the Latinx bullshit.
All Latinx are Hispanic, but not all Hispanics are Latinx.
Okay. And what's the separating factor there?
Latin America, motherfucker. I just said.
Are you from South America or Mexico?
or Central America?
Or are you from Europe?
God, that whole fucking area, dude, is just Mexico. Like, anything south of the United States border is Mexico.
Are we on Patreon?
Cuba. Yeah, we are.
I got to find this video.
Cuba, Mexico, 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 Costa Rica, Mexico, all that shit. Brazil, Peru, Mexico, all of it is Mexico. The only separation I have is Spain. España is totally different for me. The rest of it is fucking Mexico.
Portugal is way nicer, I'm told.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, well, Spain has great beaches and shit and blah, blah, blah. But I'm told if you wanted to move somewhere to live there, Portugal would be way better.
Portugal is dope, but it is a socialist nation. So
that's
I don't know
true,
if you
yeah.
like
yeah.
that.
So, and then for me, Asia, same thing, dude. It's all fucking Chinese. It's all Chinese to me. That's it.
Bob, I just sent you a YouTube link. It's from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Gmail?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gmail! We should have a sound effect for it, too. That would be fun.
For what?
Something like that.
For the steak-ems?
Yeah, for the steak-em, dude, hitting the pan.
Hold on. You're going to... I referenced this not too long ago on the show, but...
This is Ross, yeah.
This is just you.
Okay, play.
Planning a trip.
Hey! Okay, listen to this.
One sec. Just picking out the places I want to avoid when I sail across the world.
No Africa for you, huh?
No. I don't want to go to any poor places, you know? Successful guy like myself, I'll have a target on my back.
Right.
So I guess...
Okay. Well...
And too cold.
Yeah.
Too violent.
Not down there.
Too
the whole thing.
Hungry.
Just going to sail around the United States is what it looks like. That's all you...
Well, I probably want to avoid, like, this.
Yeah.
and I don't know what happens out here.
Okay, I tell you what, while you were planning all of this, I came up with an amazing idea that's going to save everything for us. You ready for this? We get ourselves replacements.
That's not a very good idea.
Well, stay with me. They're not just any replacements.
That's great. Almost virtually identical. It's as if I wrote that. Yes, you can get rid of Africa for me. Zero desire to go to any of those countries at all. Not one of them.
You don't want a safari?
Nope. Not once. I don't care. I've been to the fucking zoo. I've seen those goddamn things. Yes.
What
will
if
they be
you
prettier
got,
in real life there? Yes, they will. But I'm good.
What if you got... I think that is your only chance really to sort of like ethically murder someone is in Africa, right? Someone calls you up. A drinking bro calls you up, says, "Hey, Ross, we're going on safari."
It's about $80,000, right, Dan?
Human poaching.
But you get to poach the poachers, right?
Correct.
We're going to sit in the bush.
Yep.
We're going to fucking light up poachers.
Yep.
You're on a plane tomorrow.
If you can hook up with some PHs, some professional hunters over there in Mozambique or Zimbabwe or something like that, or Rhodesia, if you want to, you know, whatever.
Sure.
This isn't a Klan rally, but anyway. So, if you wanted to do that, there's a decent chance you could murder somebody. Yes.
So, Bob, there was a listener who brought that up to me, and I said, that's the only way I'll go. And I would leave during mid-show to do that. If I could kill a human over there, yes. Other than that, the rest of Africa, you can just X out exactly like homeboy did Rob McElhaney and It's Always Sunny for me. I'm all good. Australia, I do feel the same way because he marked that off as well.
I don't mind Australia. It's just too fucking far, man.
It's far. The bugs. It's hot. Everybody's getting attacked by sharks over there.
No. There's been like fucking 10 shark attacks there in the last 40 years or some shit. What are you talking about?
No, by the Great Barrier Reef or something like that. There's like a million of
them. It rarely ever happened. There's a lot of sharks out there. That's true. But people don't get attacked by them that frequently.
They're always missing arms and legs and shit every
and by the
year
way,
over there.
By the way,
all good.
When somebody says attacked by sharks, that's like saying you broke into my home and you got attacked by my gun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the shark's house, bro.
I agree.
You're in his house.
Yep.
So you don't get attacked by him. That was self-defense.
Which is another reason why I don't want to go there.
No, you don't have to get in the fucking water, though.
Get it off.
Right?
Get it off my map. Middle East. Said this before in the past, and I'll say it again. Parking lots. Blow it up. It does nothing for any of us ever.
Can we say
don't
Jordan?
Care.
I'd say Jordan.
I've never been there.
You'd go to Dubai.
I mean, Egypt to see the fucking...
My buddy went to Egypt. He
historic
fucking
stuff?
Miserable.
Well, no. The Sphinx and the pyramids
that's
and
what
shit
he,
like that.
That's what he went to see.
Yeah,
so
it's
he goes,
fucking dope.
He goes, trying to get there fucking sucks. It's all goddamn day long and everything else. The food sucks there. And he goes, you see the pyramids and it's awesome, right? It is a once-in-a-lifetime spiritual thing. But he goes... Man, once that 2 hours is over, you really got nothing else to do there.
No, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go check out the Nile. There's cool stuff on the Nile.
I would go there to be reminded about how great America is.
Yes.
Because
so,
this
Bob,
is literally...
if you put an indoor Pizza Hut inside the pyramid,
no.
Sit-down buffet is... Pizza Hut in there, I'd go in a second.
There is a literal Pizza Hut where you can eat. This is a shot from inside the Pizza Hut. Do you see the glass? Or do you see the logo? It's backwards because it's being taken through the glass. You can go eat fucking Pizza Hut and look at the pyramids because we are the greatest country to have ever existed.
So tell me again how the fucking food sucks, bro.
Wow, dude. Is that real, though? Or is
it's fucking
real.
Yeah.
That's not the traditional Pizza Hut logo.
No, it's a buffet, dude.
Yeah.
Pull that up. That doesn't look like the real. That's not the real logo.
Yeah, look up the street view on that. Let's get a peek inside.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
What
here's
do you
another
think?
One. I mean, here. What do you want, man? Like, here's another view
I'll
from
just
inside.
Pull up
the...
a review of the Pizza Hut next to.
I just want to show you another view here.
To the pyramid.
Look at that.
Go to Yelp and give me the Pizza Hut review. Now you got my attention. Yes, maybe I'll fucking go.
Speaking of that, like, how do you think they would react if I started wheeling out a fucking cannon and aiming it at the pyramid?
Not good.
Like Napoleon did?
Not good.
He didn't actually do it, but...
Fired a cannon.
By the way, I tried to watch that movie. Uh-huh. I got maybe fucking 35, 40 minutes in. I'm like, this is the worst goddamn movie I've ever seen in my life.
It sucks.
I turned it off.
No way.
Yep. I paid $25 goddamn dollars for it on Prime, and I stopped watching it like 20% of the way through the fucking movie.
Really?
It was fucking dog shit.
God, that's just crazy. What like, was it?
Just sucked. Like, the acting was terrible. Huh. The storyline was slow and fucking stupid. Didn't make any goddamn sense.
Was anybody boning?
I didn't get to any of those parts.
Okay.
So maybe that was the problem. I don't know. But I thought it was... Like, I had just watched Oppenheimer a week or two prior.
Mm-hmm.
I waited so I could watch it in my theater room. And it was dope.
Yeah, it's
the whole
it's
fucking movie. like all the intrigue and then the fucking physics talk and all that stuff. It was a great fucking movie. The acting was great.
It's one of the greatest movies ever.
Cillian Murphy is like the best actor in the world right now, in my opinion.
He'll win in a second.
An absolute masterpiece.
Yeah, it was.
Bob's having a hard time finding this Pizza Hut.
It's right there.
I'm right. Right.
Napoleon though, fucking sucked. Bob, did you watch Napoleon?
I still haven't seen it.
Yeah, you don't even fucking bother. I mean, I guess you got to watch it at some point. But anyways,
all right, pull this Pizza Hut up here.
They don't have Street View in Egypt, I don't think.
No, I could get it. Hold on. Well, they do right here.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's a KFC too. Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
Let's go. Now I want to go to Egypt.
All I want to do, if up there at the top, if that's a condo, I want to buy that.
Fuck.
Look at this.
And I'm going to live there. Like, hey, here's morning views, and it's the fucking pyramid.
That's the logo I know.
They
Bob.
Have a
okay.
fucking balcony you can eat on in front of the pyramids at fucking Pizza Hut.
Give that a round of applause. We've never, ever deserved a round of applause on this show more than we have right now. Holy fucking shit, dude. Now I'm in. Now you can circle Egypt on that map.
You need to go to the world's greatest Pizza Hut.
How does that pizza look? Zoom in on that thing. Is that a pan? That's a fucking pan pizza, too.
I think
there's
thin crust here.
Yeah, thin
crust. There's a lot of toppings going.
That's a thin crust supreme.
Oh, they got wings, too? Ugh. Look, I don't recommend the wings of Pizza Hut, but
they're usually soggy pasta? As hell. Yeah,
actually,
yeah, they got pasta. It's not
there
good.
Is a really don't funny one. Some huge piece of shit did the stuffed crust pull cheese.
Oh my god, dude! Only in America would something like this exist.
But we brought it everywhere.
But we brought it over to the pyramids. Oh fuck yeah, dude! And a KFC. Yes, now I'm in. So, well, this makes more sense. So my buddy is one of those health freaks who fucking. Eats kale and all that shit all goddamn day. So there wasn't a prayer.
So you had all this bullshit to talk about the food in Egypt, and you were basing it on some fuckface who doesn't eat real food in the first place.
I'll say his name, Chris Kolaskis, you fucker.
Yeah. Where does he live? Let's go execute this
dude
right now.
He lives in Los Angeles.
Yeah, of course he does.
And he works out all the fucking time. This makes total sense now. No wonder. No fucking wonder. If you would have told me it was a Pizza Hut and a KFC across the street, I'd have been like, all right, cool, man. So he was probably hunting for some fucking healthy shit, and instead, we Americanized this goddamn place and put a fun Pizza Hut in there. Look at that fat girl just stuffing her face with a nice pan pizza.
Can you think of a better Instagram? I can't.
No.
No, man.
I sure can't. For my Instagram, this is as good as it gets. This would be the my fucking cover photo for Facebook. Holy shit.
Kind of looks like wallpaper, though.
It does. I would take this picture and put it like on a fucking panoramic in my house.
Kids, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, firstform.com/drinkingbros. Have you had your microfactors today? Don't lie to me, you son of a bitch. If you haven't had them, go get them. Go over to firstform.com/drinkingbros and get these microfactors, dog. What's in them? No, you got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, the EFAs, the fruits and veggies, the probiotics, and the multivitamins over there. Comes in a nice, clean pouch. You rip it open, stuff it in your mouth, and you're good to go for the day on all your vitamins over there. It's the best, dude. I was one of those people who was just ordering jars of shit off the internet and then just kind of figuring it out with a butter knife. I don't have to do that anymore. Comes in a nice cardboard box, little trap door. Boom, sits next to my desk. Nice little reminder to take your vitamins every single day because let's face it, we all don't eat the way we need to or work out the way we want to every single day. But if you are not going to, if you're going to skip the gym or skip a meal or whatever the fuck you're going to do, eat some pizza. For Christ's sakes, it's at least nice to get the essentials in your body to keep it moving. All right. Check out their microfactors over there. Best in the biz. Also love their energy drinks over there. They got everything. First Form is one of the greatest companies in the United States. Veteran-owned and operated. Love Annie Frisella and those guys. And big fan. Support them. And they support us, dude. So buy these. You're going to take them anyways. So let's be fucking real. Let's get it from their company. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros. Today, you're going to get free shipping on orders over $75. Next up, we got MontanaKnifeCompany.com. Yeah, dude, that's Josh Smith.
Yeah, and by the way, so today's February 7th.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing this at night or in the morning on February 8th. The Kitchen Knives are back February 8th.
Thank God, dude.
So they're probably going to, they will sell out in one day for sure. Yep. So, just go to Montana Knife Company, look for culinary knives, and that's how you'll find them. And look, don't fucking wait one day.
No, you've got them at your house. I bought them for my wife for Christmas. Those are the greatest goddamn things ever. It's wrapped in bison skin, for Christ's sake. Yeah. So you know it's good.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, you've got one day to buy them.
Yeah. And it's by the way, it's probably a one-time purchase because these knives last forever.
Well, will the steel last forever, but it's Montana Knife Company, so you can send them back to them. They'll sharpen them for you and mail them back to you.
Yeah. So you only need to buy one set of these. The only problem is they sell out quickly, so you got to get over there. And all these knives over there, designed, tested, and built by hunters. Montana Knife Company is a hunting knife company first and foremost. Sharpest knives out of the box, easiest knives to sharpen. They're a young company. They're trying hard to keep up with the demands. Montana Knives, like Dan said, do sell out within minutes of being released. So head on over to MontanaKnifeCompany.com to see what's available in stock. Right now, you can grab yourself a Blackfoot 2.0, Speed Goats, or Stonewall Skinner over there by using code DB10 for 10% off your first order. That is code DB10. For 10% off your first order. That Stonewall Skinner is what you got in your hands, I believe, right? Or do you get the Blackfoot?
No, this is Blackfoot.
Okay. Beautiful knife. Josh is the best in the biz. MontanaKnifeCompany.com. Promo code DB10 for 10% off your first purchase. Next up, we got Manscaped.com. Over there, you're getting 20% off and free shipping with the promo code DRINKINBROS.
It's a different kind of blade.
Sure is. It's a blade for your cock and your face. It's time for the ultimate face-off. The Beard Bowl is here. And two of the best teams square off to see who the champion of facial fuzz is. Well, our friends over at Manscaped are prepping you for everything you need on game day. Manscaped's Beard Hedger Pro Kit is the MVP of facial grooming, offering precision trimming, water-resistant technology, and enough styling options to outplay any opponent. And guess what? You can join the winning team along with the 10 million men. 10 million who have already trusted Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com, use promo code DRINKINBROS for 20% off and free shipping. Craft your winning look with Manscaped. So don't let your beard be benched on the Super Bowl. You got to get that Beard Hedger Pro Kit. It is the ultimate franchise player to take your grooming game to the end zone. This package has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look with ease. Big fan of that. That Beard Hedger's a cordless trimmer over there. I use it for my mustache. And it packs one guard. That's it. 20 different lengths. No more messy drawers full of guards or any of that other shit. It also comes with a beard accessory pack, beard brush, beard comb, beard scissors there. And the playoff has never looked better. Trust Manscaped to get the job done. Get 20% off and free shipping with our code DRINKINBROS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with manscaped.com. Gear up for the real halftime show where your beard takes center stage. Last but not least, Anthony, we got the Wellness Company. Wellness companies on the show. Promo code Drinking Bros for 15% off over there on all your purchases. Are you prepared for the unexpected? In a world where chaos seems to lurk around every corner, being prepared is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. Imagine having the peace of mind that you're equipped to handle any medical crisis, from tick bites to the latest pandemic. The Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is your lifeline. Packed with essential medications like ivermectin, emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and more, this kit is your ultimate preparedness solution. The Wellness Company's team of renowned medical professionals, including Dr. Peter McCullough over there, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Harvey Reich, and Dr. Drew Pinsky, are some of the truth-seeking doctors that have designed a kit that sets the gold standards for safety and prevention. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/drinkingbros. That's twc.health/drinkingbros and use the promo code drinkingbros for an exclusive 15% off discounts. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow.
You know how Bill Gates, you ever seen the inside of Bill Gates' house? He has these digital screens all around one of the rooms at his study, and it's just like nature, whatever the fuck, he can change it. And it changes based on who walks into the room. Like, it reads your fucking iris and shit like that. I would do that, but it would just be this picture all the time.
All right, Bob, I'm going to take this a step further.
Wait, does the Great Wall of China have some shit like this, too?
Hang on. So pull up the Billy Joel song. I just want to score it to that picture, the new Billy Joel song to this. Okay.
I will say, though, before he does that, as we wait for Spotify to pull up.
Sure.
When I was in Porto, Portugal, they, like, raved about their McDonald's and said it was, like, the nicest McDonald's in the world. And it was a really nice McDonald's.
Was the food good, though?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
The thing that everyone says is that McDonald's is, like, elite overseas and pretty mid here.
Yeah, I watched a thing on it last night. So I guess people are raging at the prices that McDonald's jacked up the Big Mac meal to. I was unaware it's that high now. Holy shit.
There's a fucking Burger King at the base of the Great Wall of China.
Is it really?
Fuck yeah, dude.
People act like
tell me America's not the best country in the fucking world.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck off, dude. Like, you know what's not at the Grand Canyon? Some fucking Chinese restaurant. That's what's not there, motherfucker.
We talked about this yesterday, me and Rob, in our chat. We're just Bama fans under Nick Saban complaining about, you know, winning by 14.
But this, you play this song, it's me and popping underneath that picture there. Just replace that fat girl with me and my family, my kids, dude. This song is playing. I mean, pizza. We're staring at the pyramids across the street out the window. God damn. Now I'm in. Now I'm in for Egypt, dude.
There's a McDonald's underneath the Museum of Communism in Prague.
Is it really?
I mean, that's effectively just pulling your dick and balls out and laying them on the table. Have you seen this? This is from America. These dick and balls is made in America, bitch.
Let's see that Burger King now at the Great Wall. Why Burger King? That's second-tier shit for us.
Who the fuck knows?
Maybe they didn't want to give the Chinese people like the fucking McDonald's. They were like, hey, we can't give them the good stuff. We'll give them some
What's wrong with Burger King?
Burger King's fries are terrible. I'm not a fan of their onion rings. I'll butt fuck a double Whopper with cheese all day long.
The original chicken sandwich?
No, I hate that. I hate the chicken sandwich. I don't like the fucking McRib either. Oh, here we go. I don't do that bullshit.
Well, McRib's McDonald's, asshole.
So the Great Wall is there, and then there's a fucking Home of the Whopper. Yeah. It says Home of the Whopper.
You can see the Great Wall, right? It's obviously not as towering as the pyramids, but it's all along the top of this mountain here. Yeah.
You know what? Really, the only thing you can do to make this better is if there's a sign out front that said, fuck you, poor people.
Yeah. God damn it, man. That's so great.
Is it still true that we've never had a war between two nations that have McDonald's?
Yes.
Did Ukraine not have, or does Russia not have McDonald's?
They pulled them.
We're not at war with either one of those places because Congress has not declared a war, you know?
No, it's two nations that have McDonald's.
That's probably not true anymore. Yeah, I would think
so.
I
can't imagine.
I mean, it may not have been true in the 90s either, because you got to think that Slovenia or Czech Republic or one of those countries.
Oh, no.
Or somebody.
McDonald's avoided the Balkans, I'd imagine.
Yeah, but what about like Serbia and Kosovo? They probably had McDonald's, right, back then, you would think.
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
I don't know. I know we pulled all the McDonald's, or McDonald's, excuse me, pulled all the McDonald's out of Russia when they went to war there.
Do you think they did that to keep that stat alive?
Yeah, probably. They're juking the stats is what's going on. Yeah. McDonald's, you're full of shit, dude, and everybody knows it. You're not fooling anybody. I think they should shorten it to McDonald's. And then make Donald Trump's head the fucking logo. Do you think that would be a trademark infringement if he started his own burger place called McDonald's?
No, McTrumps.
McDonald's.
Yeah,
McDonald's.
It's really close to the name. Yeah,
yeah. I think you'd be fine on that. I'm just looking at Nikki Haley. She just did a fucking press conference. She says dismissing the Nevada loss, calling the primary process rigged for Trump.
Oh boy.
There was nobody in the. There was nobody. He wasn't in it.
Who rigged it? They didn't even allow his name to be on the paper.
No. They didn't even allow him to be on the paper last night. It was you against none of these candidates, and they chose none of these candidates.
It's
and
not
they
good
won
when
by
you
40%.
When you lose to no one. Like, imagine that. Just map that onto any other experience in life. You go play a pickup basketball game. You're there by yourself, and you miss every fucking shot.
Yeah.
That's Nikki Haley.
Oh, man. This next one's awesome. You're going to love this. There's a fucking airline that has announced that they're going to start weighing the passengers.
Fuck yeah, dude.
As well as
Let's do a carnival thing. I'll stand up at the front, and if I can guess your weight within a certain, like, 2 or 3 pounds or something, I fly free.
Yeah.
Or I get a free app or a fucking drink on the plane or something.
I'd go drinks. Right. Guess where this is at?
Japan.
Helsinki.
Okay.
They're always ahead of the curve like this, and there's no fat people there. They don't have the same problem. So they're saying here that so far more than 500 volunteer customers have participated in the weigh-ins because they don't really give a shit. Not bad. Could you imagine if that happened here? Could you fucking imagine the liberal meltdown if that would happen?
Oh, man. I would love, whatever airline does that first, I will only fly your airline for the rest of my goddamn life. I don't care if it goes where I want to go or not.
Hop on up on the scale there, yeah. Fatty. Let's see what you're beefing off.
Just let me do the fucking announcement. All right, all you fat retards out there. It's like that law, or that
actually, so
the law for like buying booze and tobacco. If you look under 40, you have to show ID, right? That's the law.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is like, if you look over 250, you got to show some ID.
Yeah. Right?
And the ID is getting on the scale, you fat fuck.
There's a great liberal left wing, whatever argument you could make in justice of this to justify this. And that is, that plane travel is extremely not green, and the heavier the customers, the heavier the people on the plane,
right,
the more fuel that plane has to expend, the more energy that plane has to expend to travel. Therefore, you are paying a green tax by being obese on a plane.
That's a big one for me, Bob, but I will have you pull up this article here. They got a guy on the scale who's getting weighed. He's happy as shit. God, he's dressed up. He looks great. It's a whole different world over there, dude.
It's all how you word it, though, right? It could be a Jolly Green Giant tax.
Could be, I guess. Yeah. Who fucking knows?
I mean, it's also a safety issue because of weight distribution on the fucking plane, right?
Yeah. There is people bitching on Twitter, though. Says, I will not be traveling via Finnair, as I won't be fat shamed by a bloody airline. My alone. Also, I never weigh myself, my body, my choice.
Maybe you should weigh yourself, you fat piece of shit. Finnair doesn't operate. Oh, yeah, it does. Here we go. United States English. From Austin to anywhere. Really?
Really?
Well, let's see. I'm,
look at how happy this guy is being weighed in here. You know, he's like, and he's got his bags in his hand.
Yeah,
like,
why is he holding his bag? Oh, I guess everything you bring is being weighed.
Everything you bring is being weighed. He looks great. Happy to do it. Happy to be there. Holy shit, dude.
Let's do like a fucking quick weekend trip.
God damn it. If that
to Helsinki from Austin.
Imagine if you weighed everybody on Southwest, on a Southwest flight. Because that's where the real fatties get down.
I think you should be able to, like, you know, you get like a deer tag,
mm-hmm,
doe tag,
mm-hmm,
whatever the fuck. I should get to pick 2 or 3 people in the crowd to weigh. Right? Anybody in my row, especially. It's like, ah, oh, you're overweight. Get the fuck out of here. So an economy flight on Finnair from Austin to Helsinki is only $735.
That's it?
Yep.
Let's go,
that's
dude.
Great. That's great.
First class is only $3,200, which $3,200 is a lot of money, but for a first class ticket from the U.S., central U.S. especially, to Europe, usually is like $15,000.
Is that a nonstop?
I don't know.
I'll leave tonight, dude.
Let's see.
That's one of the countries that's on my list.
It is nonstop, actually, from here to Helsinki.
Fuck off.
Dude, we're going to fucking Helsinki, bro.
Let's go.
Like, hey, weigh us.
Yeah. I'm on, like, I.
And that, we'll
that's
tell
one
the
of
airline.
The countries that circled,
we'll,
too.
Yeah, we'll tell the airline. Like, we only came here because you hate fat people.
That's it. And we'll praise them. We'll go on Twitter and everything else, like all these other people here. One person's bitching Finnair's weigh-in rules are not about passenger safety. No airplane has ever crashed because of overweight passengers. This is a draconian law.
Do you not
in a nanny state?
Well, like, just for that person, I just really am curious. Why do you think they weigh your bags exactly? You think it's just for fun? They're like, ah, we're just taking a survey on how much the average bag weighs. No, motherfucker. They have to put them in certain parts of the plane. Otherwise, it fucking...
Yeah. It's too much weight.
It fucks with... Yeah, it's like, come on, man. Oh, they also use ballast and all kinds of stuff. So if there's more weighted people or weighted bags on one side of the plane, you put in these ballasts, which is basically just a weight, right?
But you and I have been on flights where they made us get up and go to the other side of the plane to distribute weight because there wasn't enough people.
If it's a puddle jumper, yeah, and there's only a couple people on the plane, they'll fucking spread them out.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Bob?
It looks like they're partnered with other airlines. So you take the American Airlines flight to Chicago, then Finnair to Helsinki.
Okay.
You're talking about the one...
Yeah, from Austin. I'm looking at it right now.
So it's not nonstop. I've got to go to Chicago.
Let me pull it back up because I didn't see anything about any of that.
I see a one stop. I just looked for actual flights on a random day. So maybe it depends.
Yeah, there is one stop. Hold on, let me see what it is.
I don't want to do that. I want a nonstop.
Oh, it stops in LAX. That's not bad.
Yeah. Shit. So you got to go to LA and then Helsinki. Mm-hmm. Are you leaving that side of the world? Are you going through the United States?
It's a 17-hour flight.
Shit. Dude.
Yeah, but still, no fat people. Right.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot more comfortable.
It will be. It might be worth that extra 3 hours, is what you're saying, to LA. Because from here to LA, it's 3.
Yeah.
I do it.
Hold on. Let's see what this one is.
And look.
Oh, this one goes through JFK, so this is a little quicker, probably.
Oh yeah, that'll work.
Although the layover is like 8.5 hours, so you really got to time it out, right?
Yeah.
Like the smart move would probably be to fly to LAX or JFK on a normal airline that times up with when the fucking Helsinki flight leaves from there.
Okay.
Instead of just buying it all from Finnair. But although I do want to give more of my money to Finnair now.
For sure.
As long as they keep hating on fat people.
Yeah, I'm good with it. We got breaking news here. That kid who they accused of being in blackface, they're suing Deadspin.
Hmm.
They're suing the shit out of him. I'm not shocked by that.
You think Peter Thiel's funding this one too?
Well, you know, the one that Elon Musk is funding right now.
Oh, yeah, Disney, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gina Carano signed on to it. Sage Steele might. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if she... I don't know anything if she's going to or not. I just saw her fucking doing, like, the eyebrow raise thing on Twitter about it, but she's got cause to sue them as well.
Yeah, so. But this lawsuit right here will end Deadspin effectively. They'll be gone forever.
It's already dead.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's already been...
It's like zombie Deadspin. None of the writers are there anymore. It has no relevance and hasn't since the Peter Thiel lawsuit.
No, and look, this should absolutely nuke it out altogether, and this kid should get all the things. He's actually Native American. Now, I'm reading this leak thing by Disney that Elon Musk posted here. So, yeah, he's going the Peter Thiel route, and he's going to fund anybody for going after Disney if they were fired unfairly or dismissed under their inclusion standards. I guess something leaked here about their hiring policies. If you go to Elon Musk Twitter from yesterday at 4:44 p.m., Jesus Christ. So there's a standard of on-screen representation. And that's movies and television. Characters, 50% of more regular and recurring written characters come from underrepresented groups.
That is illegal.
Sure is.
As the head of the EEOC... The chairman of the EEOC commented on Mark Cuban's Twitter just last week.
Yeah.
That's like that is a hiring practice, a private party, private business hiring practice, which makes it illegal to discriminate against people. Now, discrimination can take a lot of forms. You can say, we're not going to hire any white people. That's a very obvious form of discrimination, or black people, whatever, right? I'm not going to hire any women. Or you can say, we're only going to hire a certain group, which implies that you're not going to hire anybody else. Race can't even be a consideration. Race, sex, gender, religion, none of that shit.
Not even as Mark Cuban said, and this is, I think, what he got called out for, was he was like, well, obviously I don't consider it right away, but it's like if it's like all other things being equal. And the person was like, you can't even do that.
Yeah, you
can't
fucking dummy. And look, by the way, you guys made this rule. We didn't want this.
Nobody wanted
this. The right of association is very important. If I want to fucking start an all-white tequila company and it's Cracker Tequila, like, no Mexicans, dude.
Yeah.
None, not one.
Yeah.
Get them out of here. Yeah. You know what I mean? That is my right.
Sure is.
Nobody's going to buy it because that's fucking stupid.
Right.
But
you would have your right to have an all-white tequila. Yeah. Next up is actors. So characters were like Disney characters and shit like that, animation. Actors, same thing, 50% or more of regular and reoccurring actors.
They actually announced, you remember this last year, right?
Group. So they did that with the crew for Oscars.
Yeah.
So that was for the Oscar awards, but I have never heard for movies and television asking all of this. Secondary characters, it says meaningful inclusion of underrepresented groups as secondary or more minor on-screen individuals, including background actors. Series premise, this is interesting as well. Meaningful integration of underrepresented groups and overall themes and narratives. That one, man, is a fucking backbreaker. So that's why all these scripts fucking suck.
Mm-hmm.
If this is what you have to do to even get a goddamn script written and or made, you're fucked.
Yeah. But I mean, it'll be interesting to see how these lawsuits get adjudicated now, because the studios, it isn't like it used to be where you get sued for something, you just pay them off and fuck off. This is going to be a class action civil rights suit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you may not make it through these. And what, 4 of the 8 studios are already owned by China anyways? So it's going to get rough.
Oh, it's going to get way rough, and we'll get to that in a minute. Episodic storytelling, ongoing meaningful integration of underrepresented groups and episodic themes and narratives. Star Wars, people were bitching about that today. Forgive me, I don't watch The Mandalorian or any of that bullshit. They were saying that that was one of the most obvious ones.
Yeah, so Gina Carano, the former UFC fighter,
okay,
was one of the characters in the original Mandalorian series, the original season. And on her Twitter, she put, for her pronouns, some joke. It was just a joke, like something, something, mm-hmm. something slash something. I don't remember what it even was. But it wasn't like super offensive or anything. It was just like making fun of people just declaring their pronouns, which is a retarded thing to do. And they fired her for it. And they told her they fired her for it, right? Yeah, so that was the most obvious version of that.
Jesus Christ. And then they're talking about creative leadership here. So 50% or more of producers and above on all the writing staffs, and 50% or more of the producers and below on writing staff have to be hiring underrepresented groups as well. Fuck. That's just so much there to even start a show or a movie. Next up is 50% or more of the episodic directors have to come from underrepresented groups. So that means we don't really give a shit about talent.
That's a crime.
Yes.
Like, literally, that is correct. That is a civil rights violation.
That means we don't give a shit about your talents. As long as you're a certain color that is mm-hmm. different than white.
Yeah, but you're talking about it from a meritocratic perspective where we get good content or not. That is a crime, right?
Yeah.
Like, that is the crime of discrimination under U.S. law.
Casting director is from an underrepresented group or has not previously worked on a DGA show in this role. Why? Meaningful representation of underrepresented groups and senior creative leadership as well. So that means all your fucking execs on your show and all that other shit. So let's wipe out all the experience and then just put in these fucking retards just because they're a different
race. It's all Kamala Harris and Jean-Luc Picard and fucking Fannie Willis, and that's who you get.
Yeah. And then you see how well
representation matters.
It sure does. It sure fucking does here. And this goes down to below the line, so that's all crew members, all that shit, including production designer, music supervisor, all that other shit. 50% or more of those. Now, that was included in the Oscars, so that was a bylaw, I think, not this year, but then the following year for the Oscars as well. I don't know how that's going to stand up after this lawsuit.
Well, the Oscars is an award show. I don't know. Like, you're not awarding anybody employment or anything like that, so I don't think you can... I think they can discriminate however they want.
We'll take Oppenheimer. It would not be eligible next year for Best Picture because it doesn't have any of that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I don't think there's a lawsuit to be made against the Oscars for that.
No.
Because there's no, like...
But I'm saying...
Just, they're saying...
I think they'll take it out just
because...
Oh,
yeah, probably now. They'll probably have to just in league with the studio so they don't all get butt-fucked.
Well, the other thing is, when you have... And Oppenheimer's a perfect example, and I'm glad you saw it, because I saw it as well, and I loved it. You're taking a true story. You can't pump in fake people in a fucking true story from a different race and say, oh, well, there was a bunch of black people working with Oppenheimer.
Yeah. It's like, actually, this guy Lamar did most of the work. Like, oh, did he? Did he? Now, and the truly irritating part about that is there are real stories, like the Tuskegee Airmen, for example.
There's a ton of original stories.
Or the 30,000 Japanese men who, from internment camps in the southern United States, volunteered to go to World War II and fight for this country, right? That's a good story. Where the fuck is that? It's only been a play by George fucking Takei, right, so far. And then there's, they did the one good one, the black ladies that worked at NASA and shit. Find those stories and tell those goddamn stories.
You know what?
Stop trying to wedge people into shit that they never fucking had anything to do with. It's retarded. That's why the Black Panther series is the most retarded and insulting shit of all time, right? It's so insulting to black people specifically, but insulting to everybody's intelligence. It's like, oh, I know Africa's completely butt-fucked and they can't get their shit together, but actually the most advanced civilization in the history of the universe is right there hiding it. Like, come on, man, shut the fuck up. Tell the real stories that happened there, for fuck's sake.
Give me a good Somalia story with superheroes.
Well, that's not going to happen.
What, dude? Just a pirate with a duct tape machete to his hand, walking through the village. He's got an eye patch. He's just chopping off kids' arms.
They're definitely
chewing on cot. I want to see that super. I want to see a Somalian superhero.
I think they made that. It was called Black Hawk Down. Tom was in that. I mean, not in the movie. In the gunfight.
Oh, that's a buddy of ours. But, man, this is wild. So these are the DEI quotas here, and Elon Musk is going to fund all this. Yeah, she signed up. So Gina's exact statement is, today is an important day for me. I'm filing a lawsuit against Lucasfilm and Disney. After my 20-plus years of building a career from scratch, and during the regime of former Disney CEO Bob Chapek, Lucasfilm made this statement on Twitter terminating me from The Mandalorian. Mm. Gina Carano is not currently employed by Lucasfilm, and there are no plans for her to be in the future. Nevertheless, her social media posts denigrating people based on their cultural and religious identities are abhorrent and unacceptable. Now, she's saying nothing could be further from the truth. She's saying the truth is I was being hunted down from everything I posted to every post I liked because I was not in line with the acceptable narrative of the time. My words were consistently twisted to demonize and dehumanize me as the alt-right-wing extremist. It was a bullying smear campaign aimed at silencing and destroying and making an example out of me. She'll win this.
But by the way, the funniest part about this document is at the very bottom it says, in fine print, anyone involved in the hiring decision is prohibited from asking candidates about actual perceived race, religion, sex orientation, gender identity, military and veteran status, age, disability, or any other legally protected categories.
Shut the fuck up.
Wait, so what does it say?
It says they're not allowed to ask them what race they are.
So after even it though tells they have to hire all them. The hiring stuff at the bottom, it says anyone involved in hiring decisions is prohibited from asking candidates and talent about their actual or perceived race, religion, color, sex orientation, gender identity, military or veteran status, age, disability, or any other legally protected category.
So this is like having a pile. It's like having a fucking a Scarface pile of cocaine on your desk and having a sign right behind you that says cocaine is not allowed. Right. Are you fucking kidding me?
What's actually funny too is it kind of makes them a little I don't really know how. You don't really need to ask about race necessarily unless somebody's kind of like looks like Nikki Haley or something maybe, but like for sexual orientation you almost have to stereotype. So like someone would have to come in and be flamboyant or look like a butch lesbian for you to be sure.
Yeah,
or you would have that's the only
correct people. Or let's take Nikki Haley earlier. I thought she was white. Until you guys pulled up the pictures and all that other shit, if I said that I had hired Nikki Haley on this movie and you saw this white chick standing there.
I don't know. I think she's the mailman's kid. Could be honest.
Could be.
Because she's definitely got some white features. Although technically I think, well.
But how would you know somebody's gay? How would you know what their background is? Some of these people.
Well, mixed. You whip your dick out.
Well.
And you see how they respond. He's like, whoa, dude, what the fuck? You're like, oh, straight? I didn't say anything. You're the one that said it, so.
I thought that was going to be a race joke.
I could have been, yeah.
Whip your dick out.
Well, If it was big, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh, you're not Asian. Yeah. All right.
Actually, whipping your dick out would be kind of everything all the way around. Lastly here, I wanted to bring up this video here from Libs at TikTok and show you this. This is a fun one, Dan, just to let you know as a veteran that they don't care about
you. Oh, you don't have to tell me, bud. But yeah, let's watch it.
What about the military folks that are getting out of the military and they have to go through all the lines and start all over again, even though they have credentials? So my question, pretty simple, why would we fast track them and we won't do it for our military?
They have the advantage of speaking the language, most of our military folks. So these folks that we're really working on may not have that. So it's going to be really difficult for them to say, yes, I used to be an electrician in my country. I'm just using mine, which is Somalia. But that God, may not really Somalian fall into here? Our laws know. That we have in this country.
So this is a
this
new,
is from Maine?
Yeah, this is a new Maine bill that would establish God a state it, office dude. To help illegals integrate. And when questioned why the resources to help our veterans whose needs are ignored, this is State Rep DEQA, D-E-Q-A, DALAC, D-H-A-L-A-C. That's her explaining that illegals deserve more priority over veterans because veterans already understand the language here and the Somalians need help integrating and all the fucking migrants. So. You're welcome, Dan.
Yes.
I wanted to save that for last feeder day.
Yeah, thanks. Launch these people into the fucking ocean.
Or the sun, or back to Somalia is fine. What I don't understand, so this is Maine. I was with you. This shocked me that this was fucking Maine. I'd heard about this in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you heard about it in pockets of fucking Michigan. Mm-hmm. How many of these goddamn people are over here?
Too many. There's a bunch in Alabama as well, believe it or not.
Why?
I don't fucking know.
So typically if they're like refugees, like Somalians are, or like Bosnians. So I know this cause they sent a bunch of Bosnians to St. Louis when all that stuff was going on in the '90s. Mm-hmm. When there's like a legit like refugee crisis and a bunch of people trying to come over at once, they will kind of just pick a couple cities to settle them in.
And just I guess say, fuck it, huh?
Somalia got, Minneapolis was one. I know the Bosnians got Charlotte, St.
Bosnia
Louis,
here too.
And Austin apparently. Yeah.
Great, great. All of it's working out great, and I'm super amped about all of it. Holy fucking shit, dude.
I can't imagine Maine was picked, though. She probably just moved there.
I don't know. There was two of them. Yeah, there were two on the board on the whatever their town council is or senate or whatever the fuck this is.
End this shit.
That's nuts, man. All right, let's get to the drinking bro of the week.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Here, let's see.
Do you have the email still? Because it's going to.
Oh yeah, is it going to the email now?
Yeah, I've got a bunch.
Let's do it. Hang on. All right. I'll look up. Danny texted me a couple.
Well, I've got some that have been waiting for a while.
Yeah.
So let's go through some of these. God, there's a lot.
All right. Peter McGuire was the first one sent in.
Yeah.
From Danny here. Peter said, "Hey, could I get my father-in-law's drinking bro of the week?" Mario Reynoso passed away Friday the 26th after battling cancer for over a year. He died a week after finally retiring at 69. Raise a glass. He preferred whiskey. I know, Peter. Absolutely, Peter. We will. Yeah. But he did die at 69.
Which is, you know, if you're going to.
It's pretty, I mean, that's the age that I want to get.
It's either that or you got to outlive Jimmy Carter. One of the two. Right.
I'm starting to lean with these fucking guys now. I don't know that he's going to die.
He's a vampire.
That's nuts, man.
He looks like Nosferatu, for Christ's sake.
Does he beat King Charles, yes or no?
Yes.
Likely,
100%.
Yeah.
I think Charles is going to be dead in a couple months.
I did too.
If that. I think weeks, maybe even.
William gave a speech today.
Yeah, William's already out on the stump doing his royal duties and shit. So I think, yeah, that's pretty much over. If he doesn't die, he's at least going to abdicate, probably.
It's worth noting, too, that Jimmy Carter actually only looks like this because he's still a pusher. And if he would just let himself leak, this man will be able to tap dance. Yeah. But he's putting
too much energy pushing.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Hate to see it.
Well, yeah, I'd like to see the splatter pattern.
He's a proud man, you know.
Oof. Yeah.
God, throw that pick up one more time here.
God, play the angel.
Yeah, play the. He's alive. He's still alive, but he's an angel on Earth.
You're my boy, Blue.
He's an angel on this earth.
He's outliving Charles. He's outliving Biden.
Everybody, dude. If he outlives Biden, holy fucking shit.
What if we make him the nominee?
We should make him president again.
Why not?
It's 2052.
Give him another shot.
He has eligibility.
It's 2052, and there's just this Benjamin Button Voldemort-looking infant at Barack Obama's funeral, and it's Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
In a chair.
I like that.
Am I allowed to read your response on this text to the audience?
Mine?
I'm just reading that now for the first time. Oh,
yeah, I don't care.
To Danny?
Yeah, what did I say? Like, fuck him or something?
No, you said it'd be rad if none of the dead ones could write in this week, you know?
Well, speaking of that, here's another dead one.
Oh, fuck you.
Drinking Bro submission, William D. Georgia. Is that your name? William Georgia?
William DeGeorgia?
I don't think that's real.
DeGeorgia.
5 years. He's been listening for 5 years. The Drinking Bro of the Week is Kelly Byrne, deceased.
Oh, fuck.
Yep. Okay. My Drinking Bro of the Week is Kelly Byrne. Don't fuck up the name, Ross. He was my best friend's brother who passed away in 2022. He was a veteran, lost his battle with alcohol. I am going to detox rehab tomorrow. This is 113, so hopefully you're out of rehab by now. After talking with his wife over the holidays and his amazing sister, who is the strongest woman I know, I would like to nominate his sister, Summer, aka Pickle. Giggle farts.
God.
Because she has been my rock since we met in high school. I'm guessing that's his wife.
Giggle farts is his wife?
It's like
Pickle?
The guy, the original Dubois DB of the week. Was
DeGeorgia?
His best friend's brother. Okay, so no, it's not. I don't know who this person is, but I'll never stop laughing that you fart in your sleep. So probably his wife then. Okay. And laugh after and have no recollection of it. Skull Drinking Bros. I'm guessing he's from Minnesota. I may no longer drink anymore, but will always be a Drinking Bro. Love you all. That's from William DeGeorgia.
DeGeorgia? DeGeorgia, look, you don't have to drink to be in this group. That's not why it was created. Jared Taylor created this group many years ago. So that way, in case you were suicidal or in case you were thinking about suicide, you could meet for a drink or you could have water, do whatever you want. We just happen to serve booze because we're alcoholics, me and Dan personally, but that is not necessary for Drinking Bros or Drinking Bro of the Week. So never feel bad about that. We do not care if you're sober. Actually, if it's going to help save your life, please get sober. But thank you for writing in. You can go to drinkingbros.com for all your submissions from Drinking Bros of the Week. Site's back up and live. Merch is back up and live. Everything's firing away. Bro Box gets started, I think, in March here coming up. Sign up for the Bro Box again. And these submissions will now come to our email while we fixed out the tech issues and all that that other stuff. Look, every day is a goddamn mystery here today, but at least we have each other. Every day it's more fucking shocking. I do want to get on that fucking airplane though. Let's get Wade. And now that I know there is a sit-in Pizza Hut in fucking Egypt, I'm all in. I'll go see the pyramids, okay?
Yeah, maybe
take
even
the camel.
Maybe even convert to Islam. We'll see how it goes when we get over there.
We'll figure it out.
Like, how good's the fucking pizza really? Enough to pray five goddamn times a day? Maybe. We don't know yet.
It depends.
Yeah.
Like, you give me a good deep dish from Pizza Hut. Fuck. Or a pizza buffet there. Holy shit. I've been in one of those in a long time. Yeah, I could convert easily.
Yeah.
And hopefully you convert to listening to this show and rate the goddamn thing a 5-star on iTunes and leave a review on Spotify as well. It's just a 5-star over there and you walk away. You don't have to leave a review. We're not fucking doing well on iTunes, all right? I think we're at 7,200. I said get to 10,000 and I'll shut the fuck up. Spotify, you guys are on fire, and I think it's just because you don't have to leave a review. You can just listen and then click the goddamn thing. But please do it. That's what helps keeps the lights on and all that other shit. We appreciate you tuning in every single day, kids. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night.